Okay, we're on to our sixth and final participant, Maeve Milligan. Maeve is a student in the Department of Pacific and Asian Studies, and the presentation title is Food Vending in Indonesia During a Pandemic.
What's your favorite meal? I fancy myself something of a chef, and one of my specialties is a chicken dish slow cooked in sweet soy sauce and spices and then grilled. It's a sad imitation of a meal that I ate frequently while interning in Indonesia. And like millions of people in Indonesia, I ate this meal under a temporary tent set up near my boarding house or beside a pushcart that stopped by my work for lunch break. This meal fell into the category of street food. And according to data from before the pandemic in 2020, among urban Indonesian households, a significant amount of daily food spending is on street food, with low-income households more likely to get their meals this way. However, despite the widely acknowledged importance of street food for food access, vendors are often at odds with and ineffectively supported by state and international organizations that aim to protect and promote their work. So street food vending was hard enough before the pandemic. But when the pandemic hit, workers, many of whom get their afternoon meals at street food stalls, were forced to stay home. Schools closed, and vendors who move around to sell their food were stuck in place. My research asked what happened to vendors during the pandemic. Where did they go? How did they adapt? And how did the concerns of state and international actors around food vending during the pandemic relate to the concerns that vendors themselves reported? I wasn't able to travel to Indonesia myself due to the pandemic, but with the help of local research assistants, I coordinated 39 interviews with street food vendors in urban Indonesia. And our research found that vendors' biggest concerns weren't with direct restrictions on food vending, like early curfews and mobility restrictions, restrictions that the Food and Agricultural Organization of the UN, the Indonesian government, and leading scholars in the field had all predicted. And vendors' concerns certainly weren't with supply chain issues or even market closures, which were widely discussed in the media and reflect longer-term concerns with urban food systems. No, vendors' biggest issue was that their customers just weren't leaving their houses. Due to the sudden spike in unemployment caused by lockdowns, many customers were no longer able to afford foods other than basic staples. And this wasn't surprising. Past publications by states, scholars, international actors, they all agree that during times of economic crisis, households reduce their food spending on street food and elsewhere. My research brings attention to the reality that organizations speaking on behalf of vendors and organizing programs in support of vendors often don't prioritize the same things that vendors do. Just like you wouldn't feed pizza to someone who hates cheese or spicy food to someone who can't stand the heat, my research is a reminder that vendors need to write their own menus. Thank you very much.